welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, November 21st, 1 week from Thanksgiving, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. We should have a very good call tonight for you. I'm looking forward to it. And before we go too far along, we just welcome everybody that is listening around the globe, everybody that's tuned in on free conference call, or whether you're listening on the replay link or replay number. We're just glad to have you here. And let's go ahead and pray the call in like we do on every call before we toss it over to Sue to bring us a teaching that she's found that will edify us, build us up, and strengthen our faith. So let's pray the call now. Lord God, thank you for continuing to bless us, to strengthen us, to give us and provide for us everything we need. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to put things in order so that we can move forward from here. Give us a great night and a good call tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So this is a big time for all of us because we do get to get strengthened and edified by the teaching that you found for us. So we're ready to go and looking forward to commenting on it.
Well, I really love the title of this. And it's interesting. I hadn't thought of the dedication, but it just popped right in. And I want to dedicate this to everyone having the ideal love and the ideal support in their life. I was struck, and I'm going to dedicate this to someone that doesn't even know about the big call. Her name is Helen. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to dedicate it to all the people, Bob and Bruce and all the people I know that have supported all of us, and, of course, to the pod. And I want to give an extra special dedication to Ms. Judy because she's just the most blissful, beautiful, incredible support. Ooh. And I want to give an extra second dedication, because it's appropriate, to Ms. Tricia. We saved the day.
Totally, yes, saved the day.
T, here's to Jupiter, and to Mr. Doug, and of course, and the most important of all, the highest of the high, everything that matters. It's not too late for the beautiful. It's impossible to say what changed with Paul. He hadn't wanted to have anything to do with John Mark. He'd lost all trust in him, but God knows how to soften people's hearts. He knows how to give you another chance. In his time, he'll make all things beautiful. You may have relationships that you think are too far gone, that there's too much water under the bridge. You messed up, and they're not going to have anything to do with you. No, another chance is coming. You wouldn't be reading this if God wasn't about to do something unusual, something out of the ordinary. John Mark thought he'd missed his chance, that his bad chances stopped his purpose. But here's how good God is. John Mark not only saw his relationship with Paul restored, but most scholars believe that he wrote the Gospel of Mark. Who would have ever thought that after deserting Paul, after causing a disagreement that caused Barnabas to break away from Paul, that today we'd be reading the book that John Mark wrote? What am I saying? God knows how to make all things beautiful. Just give it some time. Well, you see, this is encouraging, but I think it's too late for me. You don't know what I've done, the relationships that I've soured, and the regrets that I have. Your mistakes are not too much for the mercy of God. Your shortcomings, your failures, and your lack of commitment didn't stop your destiny. God is softening hearts right now. He's preparing the way for restoration. Timothy sent word, go find John Mark and I'll tell him that Paul says he's profitable, that he's valuable, that he needs him. God is calling your name today. Go find Linda. Go find Philip. Go find Rolando. Go find Henry. Sorry, Henry. Tell them that they're valuable, that they have another chance, that I'm going to restore what was stolen. It's not too late. You haven't made too many mistakes. As with John Mark, your latter days are going to be better than your former days. Mistakes you've made in the past are not going to keep you from the great things God has in store. Maybe you're not John Mark in this story, though. Perhaps you're Paul. God is saying, give them another chance. Show mercy. It's time to forgive. It's time to release the hurt. It's time to bury the hatchet. This is a new day. As you forgive, God is going to make things beautiful in your life. You're not just doing them a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. Make that call and tell your child, your parent, or your friend that you need them. Tell them that they're valuable to you. God didn't put them in your life by accident. The mercy you show them is the mercy that's going to be shown to you. Life is flying by and time is short. They're not always going to be here. Paul waited until he was almost done, but he couldn't really say, I finished my course, without saying, go get John Mark. He was saying, I'm not going to die with anything between him and me. I'm not going to die with him thinking that I'm disappointed in him, feeling guilty and condemned. I'm bigger than that. It's time to give him another chance. When John Mark came and felt Paul's love and acceptance, gifts that had been buried in him came alive. Vision that lay dormant came back to life. He stepped up, wrote his book, and saw God's favor in new ways. I believe God is about to make some things beautiful in your life today, whether you made the mistakes as John Mark did, or life threw you some curves, some bad breaks, some disappointments that are not your fault. God saw it. Your time is coming. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Sue, that was quite a teaching. And I know that was sort of the second half of the teaching that you brought to us on Tuesday night. But I really love the way this teaching went and how it ended. And it made me think of a few things. One, the idea that our latter days, I think, will be better than our former days. I believe that's going to be true for all of us, regardless of the age that we are now. I think that's really phenomenal to think in terms of our latter days and what that's going to be like for us as we move forward from the revaluation of the currencies and the exchanges and the redemption of them and the fact that we're going into med beds, a lot of us, most of us probably, and where that takes us and what we're going to be like afterwards is going to be like a reset, a restart for us. And I really thought it was appropriate because it does fit us very nicely right now. And another thing came to mind, the idea of how many times have we regretted not making things right with someone, and then all of a sudden they're out of our lives, or they've passed away, and we found out about it later, and we thought, oh, man, I wish I could have talked to them and said something. Could be your own parents. Could be people that have passed on, grandparents, parents, that have already moved on and thought, oh, man, I wish I had made that right with them, you know, and forgiven them or at least talked to them about, you know, what it was that I experienced or that was going on. And it made me think, and I didn't know if the teaching was going to go this far, but it kind of did. It did talk about, you know, God's grace and God's forgiveness to the extent that, you know, when the question was asked of Jesus, how many times must we forgive a person that offends us or that sins against us? Would it be 7 times? And Jesus answered the apostle, 70 times 7. In other words, don't even put a number on it. 490. I mean, that's the number, but it's not really a number that we can use. We need to be able to forgive readily. And yes, even if we're offended by the same person for the same thing. You know, forgiveness is big. Big to God. And you know what? It's bigger for us. Because when we forgive, we take that burden off of us, and we're releasing that from ourselves. That's a huge thing, and it's a difference. And that way, our burden is light. We can take it and go with it and move forward in our lives. And I got that out of that teaching as well. And the one more last point, you know, Paul was saying he wanted to get to John Mark. You know, he was toward the end of his journey, and he wanted to make sure that he communicated the value that John Mark would bring. And it made me think, you know, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't let it become dark and go to bed angry or angry with your spouse or your kids or grandkids or whatever. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And I thought, boy, that's so important. It's such a good lesson, you know, so that, you know, that you can make up, kiss and make up, or whatever you want to call it, you know, with the person that you have a problem with. You need to deal with it. Go through it. Deal with it. And that's a really important teaching. And I got that also out of this based on Paul's attitude with John Mark. So that's what I gleaned from the teaching, Sue. I thought it was really valuable, and it spoke to me, and I'm sure it spoke to everybody in Big Call Universe. Bob, did that teaching say something specific to you that you gleaned from it?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again. It's really great here. It's 9 o'clock, maybe 9:10 here on the East Coast of the United States, and it's a really great time of blessing to be able to hear such a teaching, and again to be able to visualize and to think about, you know, the possible author that was once out of favor, and say, what an amazing turnaround to be memorialized for all of history after, you know, having second thoughts at the beginning. It's like just so inspiring. And I started thinking about, you know, the value of all people, regardless of where they might start out, even as a little child, you know, being scolded by their parent or having, you know, teenage years with too much ego, and then then, you know, coming about into adulthood where we can realize that all humans, you know, are very valuable. They're all creations. They're marvelous, beautiful creations of God with worth. And we can set about just like many of the characters in the Bible that were, you know, kind of on shaky ground at the beginning, but then as they got older, were able to make these turnarounds and, you know, strive with all their heart in order to please God and strive, you know, towards being able to stand up tall with dignity and grace and to be grateful for all the blessings and the fact that they were still alive to have this great turnaround and to follow the preaching that said for them to strive towards perfection. Perfection of deed and perfection of their thoughts, and to, you know, beware of useless murmuring and to strive towards being kind and strive to be peaceful as the Prince of Peace seemed to always be, and to be helpful to helping others when they needed to be forgiven, as Bruce was saying. And forgiving is not so much, you know, well, this person did something bad that had an effect on me and now I'm angry, but I better forgive because I'm supposed to, and maybe something great is going to happen for me if I do. Well, it might be the case, but it's more important for that person because each has the right for this restoration and this second chance, but if they're never forgiven, it holds them back. And in your striving towards perfection and understanding and to be a giving person, the giving of this forgiveness is a gesture towards another one of God's magnificent creatures that says, come on, let's go. Let me give you a helping hand so you can strive toward your own dignity, so you can be the creator of great things, so you can live up to your greatest potential, so God can look upon both of us where I'm forgiving you, giving you a hand up, and you do the same for another who does the same for another. And we all can understand each other's feelings and needs and can all be the person that pulls on the rope that is climbing the mountain to the ultimate kingdom where we receive our salvation.
Okay, Bob, yeah. All right. Good points made there. Really good. Yep, forgiveness is important to all parties. And a lot of times, a person that's offended us doesn't even know that they've done that. They don't even know that they need the forgiveness of the person they're offended. And that's the point I was trying to make, and I think you made a good point also. It helps both parties. And I'm going to suggest that this Thanksgiving, a week from today, might be a great time for those that have their families and they're having Thanksgiving with family to make sure that there's no bad blood between brothers, sisters, fathers and mothers and all the cousins and all that stuff that might show up, aunts and uncles. You know, it's a time to restore the family unit. It's a time to restore. And listen, we're going to have some Thanksgivings where certain people are happy with the president-elect, returning of President Trump, and some people that won't be happy, even in the same family. certainly, the same family unit. So beware of that, and just everybody try to do the best they can to have peace, you know. Be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker. Sue, you're a good peacemaker. Did this teaching bring you anything new or anything that you can use?
It's interesting. This discussion is having me in a relevant review. And I'm going to Christ, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. I think for forgiveness and what we're talking about, especially with what probably we're going to be going through, people adjusting to new ideas, people just being surprised, and forgiveness can be a process. It doesn't always happen like, boom, like that. I think what this spoke to me about was let it be beautiful. Let your consciousness and your energy be as beautiful as it can be. And sometimes that's going to take like practicing a little forgiveness and then adding a little more forgiveness and adding a little more forgiveness. Because sometimes when people offend you or are challenging you, it's also showing what you believe in and what you value, and it's highlighting your boundaries. And that can be beautiful. It's allowing you to see, This is what I value. And I can let you, like Christ, valued his relationship with God. And it was his primary value. It was his number one value. It was his number one relationship. Just like our number one relationship is the relationship to the emerging healing of our world through Christ. But most people can't believe in the things that we believe in. And they dismiss, or they say, you're crazy. Or, I mean, I would say, of the people that have gone by my window, and that's a lot of people, most people have not been supported in this. Most. And yet, what made that experience beautiful for people is knowing, and everybody really think about this, knowing what you stood for. You stood for the potential of God. You stood for the miracles of God. Mm-hmm. You weren't saying the whole financial world, you weren't saying, no, people can't, the whole world can't be set free from incredible debt slavery and all the things that we all know are going on behind the scenes. No, you were the person that looks crazy to other people because you didn't accept that God and Christ and the White Hats and the Alliance could be healing. That's extraordinarily beautiful. So I think when you're sitting at Thanksgiving and you're with people that may be different than you, or when you're maybe with your spouse who's a little different than you, the goal is to be in your most beautiful consciousness and to honor both of you. To say, okay, I don't like getting up so early in the morning, or whatever it is. Honor what makes you unique. Honor what makes them unique. And then forgive them and still be in relationship with them. Christ stayed in relationship with all. Mm-hmm. Christ stayed in relationship and love with all. But he was also very clear about what his values were, what his priorities were.
Mm-hmm.
And he was completely himself in those priorities. And that, to me, is the definition of everything beautiful.
Thank you, Sue. That was a great commentary. Thank you for that. Thank you, Bob, for your comments as well. Really good. I love that we can take a teaching like this and break it down and comment on it and essentially go deeper with it, or at least go in a new direction with it, like we did tonight. So thank you, Bob, and thank you, Sue, for providing that opportunity for us. And I hope everybody in Big Call Universe received that teaching and was able to adapt it to their own lives, as we did. Sue, do we have any, as we transition over to prayer requests or praise reports at this stage of the game, do we have anything that has come in that you can bring to us on either of those two areas?
I do. We have a few. That's why I'll say it.
All right.
So we have from Ms. Thelma. And so good to hear from you, Thelma. And before I start, let me set this up. Let's everybody just get into a beautiful space in their heart and just resonate as if you were a healer in Christ, so that you can send distant healing, your love, your belief in Christ, your belief in healing along with me. And we're doing this for Ms. Thelma first. She says mm-hmm. she has a pain in her right leg and she's been suffering for approximately 2 years and it's only getting worse. Mm-hmm. And so, and she's been to all these doctors and the doctors are telling her this and their doctors are telling her that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see Ms. Thelma right now as a magnet to all the information with real spiritual authority and clarity and a path to the healing of her leg issue. And Thelma, I know you know that, you know, as soon as we go in, you know, you could be in a med bed very quickly. I'm not going to say exact, but it's pretty, I'll let Bruce speak to that and maybe the intel. But okay. You could have this all healed if you wish. And we're seeing that your leg is healed and that you could heal it even before you get into the med bed. And we're seeing you and your entire nervous system filled with light, filled with supernatural healing power, and that your mind is focused on that healing. It's focused on most the feeling of the healing current moving into your leg, and seeing that filled with light and seeing it dissipating with every breath. So you're noticing it, you're paying attention to it, and you're expecting it in Jesus' name. You're completely healed. And we say, amen.
Yeah. And
amen. We have Martin. Martin went in and was told yesterday that he has prostate cancer, pretty bad, and I need prayers for my name, for Marty. So we're going to see Marty surrounded with all of our prayers. We're going to see, and Marty, I want you to see that literally the energy all around you is right now being supercharged with the new divine thinking, the new divine healing, with Christ's healing, so that every breath you take, just imagine it on the outside of your body. It's literally there. You're connected to the field of Christ's healing energy, and it's now been amplified. And what you can do with that is think with wisdom be connected right now. You're connected to everything you need to be healed, including the med beds, including new doctors, including being cleared of worry, but being able to know exactly the right path so that all you're being led to is the movement out of prostate cancer. And you know that if you wanted, in 10 days, 2 weeks, you could be completely free beyond anything that's ever been on this planet in the med bed. So worrying about it isn't going to do anything for you. Choosing that you're going to be healed in Christ, choosing that that is the number one thing, and then knowing that there are actual ways that you could actually accomplish that and that you know about it, that is cause for celebration. We see you healed. We see you free from worry. We see you not giving in to doctors' limited perception of what is possible to you. And we see you receiving the love and the healing of Christ, the wisdom coming from everyone on this call, and the love that you are being bestowed with from all of us and Christ so that you are healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now we go to Jeannie.
Yay.
I don't like opening my emails these days.
Why not, Sue? Why not?
It's like, I have them all like ordered and everything, and then in like 2 minutes, it's like emails. It's like avalanche.
I know more come in, huh? Yeah.
It's like getting lost in a sea. Thanksgiving Day in 7 days. Christmas.
Yep.
Santa baby, da 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 da, da. In 34 days. Hanukkah in 34 days. Kwanzaa, why is my screen doing this? Kwanzaa in 34 days. New Year's in 41 days. Wow, 41 days. We're all going to be in our new lives. That's so cool. World Hello Day, Thursday, 11/21/24. The importance of personal communication is illustrated for preserving peace. Use Less Stuff Day, Thursday, 11/21/24. Clear out the junk and make your house and the earth a cleaner place. Flossing Day, Friday, 11/22/24. Learn the history of flossing. Oh, my God, Jean. And why you need to floss every day. Okay, I'm going to be looking that right up right after this call. Humane Society Anniversary Day, Friday, 11/22/24. Let's explore the role and significance of the Humane Society in promoting the human-animal bond. Yes, yes. Family Volunteer Day, Saturday, 11/23/24. There are many ways to give back as a family on this global day of service. Thankful for my dog day. Wow, this is appropriate for all those that wish.
What day is that, 23rd?
Saturday, the 23rd is thankful
23rd. Okay.
For my new dog day.
New doggy.
I know. When was the last time you were thankful for your dog's love and loyalty? Yeah. I can say that for other people and things, too. Celebrate your unique talent day, Sunday, 11/24/24. Celebrate your unique talent day is celebrated on November 24th nationwide. It is a day to accept and celebrate individual talents. Beauty lies in being different. We're not made to all fit in one box. Celebrate your unique talent is a day to accept these differences and to love what each of us has. The Lord leads us. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Psalm 16:11. What an awesome offer.
Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for their health, joy, happiness, love, and financial stability. Thank you, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Larry, and Pastor Scott, for all the prayers, information, updates, time, and dedication you provided all the listeners over the years and continue until the 800 numbers. We continue to pray for Pastor Scott and Bruce's friend, Tom, for their health issues and Bruce's eyesight, also praying for the med beds. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call. Help us with our spiritual, emotional, physical, and social wellness. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
That's good. Awesome. Thank you, Jeannie.
Yep.
That was really good, and everybody be blessed and have a wonderful Thanksgiving in a week. I don't know if we're going to have another call between now and Thanksgiving, so I'm going to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving next Thursday. Well, thank you, Sue. That was terrific. Thank you for praying for those folks as well. And I think that wraps us up for tonight on that. So, Sue, speaking of wrap-ups, yeah. you had a pop-up call that you offered to people that couldn't make the call, but you had the recordings available. And you're offering that, I guess, continuing to do that. Anything else you want to tell us about tonight?
Yes. I want to talk about really where we are and what you can do in the remaining 41 days until the New Year's. Because where we are, we're in sort of the messy middle or the messy end. This transition to this new world and this new life. And there's one thing that I'm really noticing after, you know, serving this community for 9.5 years is we need to move away and deepen our connection to God's love, number one. Bringing God's love into our hearts, number two. And then learning to love ourselves enough that we can close the book and forgive ourselves for tolerating, for putting up and living in the same habits and patterns that have kept us stuck. And basically being at the effect of things outside of us. And that's why we created both the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and then for people that are curious about the med beds, we created the Med Bed Comprehensive Package. Mm. It was for those two reasons, so that you could love yourself to free yourself through wisdom and knowledge. And I have to say something about, which was amazing, we had such a response, and I know Bob knows about the entrepreneurial experience of a big response. So we were so appreciative of the interest in the MedBed and the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and we want to encourage people, I'm going to tell you about it a little bit more, we want to encourage you to reach out to us, but we also have to say that the bundle and the MedBed package, so the bundle is, you know, 5 courses designed to help you walk through the entire year and get it so that your confidence goes up, you know the strategies, you get all these never before heard insights from that I've picked up by being next to Bruce and the people that were around and 33 and a half years of coaching people. You're going to get how to move through this journey so that you'll be clear, you won't be overwhelmed, you'll have great strategies, and you'll know how to build your projects, hire your people. Everything that you need to get started in the first year is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and that's $300. And then the MedBed pop-up class that we just finished, there are two classes, has 65 different features that we've researched over the past 26 years that are coming from emerging science, that are just phenomenal things to ask for as organic. That means there's no transhumanist. It's God's organic upgrades that will make you healthier in seven different domains: cognitive, athletic, relational, physical. We even have a category for neuroaesthetic, which is, you know, what you want to look like and how that's going to enhance the world. Spiritual, emotional. It's like every category that you could possibly think, seven of them. So your whole system, your energetic system, your biological system, your emotional system, your relational system, and then the system that a lot of people get very excited about. Like one man in the class saying, "You mean I really can have long flowing black hair and not be bald?"
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. You're going to be walked through the first part, which is your dire need. What is a dire need? What's acute? What's chronic? How to develop that? How to ask for that first? And you're going to get how to do that and say that. And this is one of the core pieces. In 15 minutes. How many of you would know how to structure your thinking, be guided, so you pay attention, be given all these extra things that you can ask for, and be told, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pick a cup. You got to do your dire need first, the things like your teeth, your eyesight, your rheumatoid arthritis, whatever's wrong, not wrong, but whatever has been compromised in your system. You've got to write that down first so you're really clear and you can articulate it. And then you get to the fun stuff, which is, gee, I'd like to be this tall. I'd love to be able to play sports. I'd love to be able to do this. I've got 31 have just been added to, 31 upgrades. And they're going to be things like, for the fun part, playing drums, being a surfer, being a scratch golfer. I'm already a tennis player, but I've got to beat Bruce, so I've got to be a 5.0, so that we have fun on tennis court. And a fly fisher and a really good this and a really good singer. All those, I mean, it's designed. So it's up to your imagination to what would make your life so filled with wonder and expression. And that's what makes this class so powerful. For the first time, somebody's sitting with you and saying, "You're very powerful. This is your one shot at being able to support the expression of the highest divine human that you can imagine." And you're going to be in a group of people as they're kind of going, a lot of the MedBed experience
is challenging because you've never been in a group. I mean, I'm sitting with Bruce and this number one guy of ours, and we get to talk about it for 9 years. It's like, oh, sure, yeah. It's like nothing now. But most people haven't had that exposure, which is why we had the class. Most people haven't been studying people that are head of the Methuselah Foundation or, you know the word negligible senescence, which means, you know, very little aging, and all the biomechanics that lead you out of that, which are listed in our 65-piece report. Mm. So here's what we want to say about all this. Get your pen out. If this has sounded interesting to you, send us an email to integratedminds, INTEGRATED minds at hushmail.com, and put, some of you just want MedBed 100. It's $100 for the MedBed. Some of you have written Golden Bundle 300 and MedBed 100. Yeah. Some of you have said Golden Bundle. So here's how this is working. It's kind of like we're in a like pre-launch sale, and we're taking in the orders and we're going through. It's a little tedious because for your privacy, we have to kind of do it manually. So we're, as they come in, we're writing to you. We're sending you a PayPal invoice. Even if you don't have PayPal, all you have to do is add your credit card. Cash App blew up on us, so we're not using Cash App anymore. PayPal, if you don't want to deal with that, then don't even bother writing us. PayPal, we send it to you, you send it back, we get out 10 different powerful emails. It's a 10-series delivery, and you will have that evergreen to refer to. Last thing I'm going to say. Two more things I'm going to say. When you get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, we tell you one particular class to listen to so you can use it as soon as you get out of the med beds. That's number one. Number two, we also help you to structure your attention, because you could be getting into the med beds within a week to 10 days. So we tell you, okay, plan an hour to look at this report, to reflect, to think about it. We actually help you how to learn, how to ask, and how to do most effectively what you need to do to think about and walk into that MedBed appointment so clear as your own designer of your own optimal new one-shot experience in the med beds. It's a lot, it's strategic, and it's incredibly effective from the results we heard from in the class. Here's the last thing. You're going to send it to us, and as long as the 800 numbers are not out, we're going to plug away at getting them out. It's kind of like, we're like a small batch company. We're just, you know, it's done with love, it's done for your privacy, so send to us, and we will go as far as we possibly can and work our way down the list. And we want to thank everybody for your overwhelming response, because it shows us how many people, Bruce and Bob, have not had any exposure to the MedBed, really qualified information.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had any exposure of like what to ask, what to expect. You're going to get all of that. And you're going to get two meditations, Neuroplasticity in Christ, that are designed to make it so that you can be relaxed, you'll be comfortable, you'll get to practice walking in your med bed body before you get into the med bed. So you get to integrate, this is who I'm going to be. I'm going to be 28 years old again. I'm going to be walking in the world as as this new divine human. I can be, you know, I can have new leadership skills. I can have new math skills. I can have new emotional intelligence skills. I can be the most loving. We even have relationship skills that you can ask for so you clear your trauma. And you could have the most loving relationship you could ever imagine. A divine relationship. So imagine what that would do for the whole world if people actually had the opportunity to prepare. Obviously, we're the only ones that are doing it on this level. And I'm so grateful to Bruce for, you know, for all of you recognizing the opportunity. So I feel very, very honored. And I guess that's really it. So one more time, if you want it, if you want to be in line to get it, that's the way I need to say it, unfortunately, because these will go out after the 800 numbers come in. Unfortunately, we have to, because of NDAs, we're going to have to stop the delivery. But for right now, you never know when that's going to happen, right? Send us your email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And what's most important is your heart is demonstrating its decision. Your heart, you know, this is what the heart wants, what the heart wants. You're demonstrating your decision to be at your best, to deliver your best through the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the MedBed 100, and you will be honored no matter what the result is, because you're making it known to yourself, to God, that you want to bring your best. And that is an act in itself. So thank you to everybody that's written to us. Thank you for your understanding that we had an overwhelming response, and we're working diligently to get those out to you. And thank you to Bob, because I know Bob's been through the same thing before. So that's me for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. And you'll have a lot of people, I'm sure, that will continue to write and request the Golden Bundle 300. And I'm sure many, many will request the MedBed 100. They're both excellent, excellent choices. Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And I'll do my reminder in my segment about that. So let's do this, Bob. Let's move into what we have as far as new testimonials. Anything new in terms of product or research that you have for us? And we look forward to listening in and getting everything that you have ready to go.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm feeling very energetic after listening to Sue describe all that wonderful stuff. It's like, wow.
I know.
It's like I lay my head back and imagined I was in the med bed, and it was restoring every aspect of my body and giving me superpowers. And it's like, this is going to be cool. I'm going to be able to fly across the universe, and I'll be clairvoyant and clairsentient.
It's all in there too, Bob. It's all in there. It's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, Bob. What about the idea of Sue wanting to become a scratch golfer? And she's never even swung a golf ball.
Yeah, on there with the two of you and wearing my hat backwards and being distracting and all those things that I'll probably be doing.
I know how you do those things, Sue.
All you have to do is learn how to turn your shoulders in the right ratio with your hips and lead with your right knee and let your hands just follow through. You'll be able to do it without any problem whatsoever.
Bob, but I'm going to be taking my golf club and Oh, it's just going to be, oh my God, I'm going to have so much fun with the two of you.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
going to
be great. You won't even
too.
Have to play from the ladies' tees. So you'll be able to play from
the
tip. Oh,
that's true. That's true. You might be,
you'll be able to
playing
play
from the back
gold
tees.
Bead.
The back tees.
Okay.
The black tees.
That's it.
The black championship
yep.
tees, well, Bob.
That's it. We'll go over to Ireland where you have to play these low driving shots into the
that's
wind.
That's right. Nay wind, nay golf. That's right. Well, it'll be fun to get on the tennis court with you too, Sue, because, I mean,
the dance floor, the tennis court, the waves, yeah, the horses.
Yeah, that's true. Everything, the horses, yeah. Yep. Of course, you have the advantage on horseback riding. You've done that, and you're good. Are you a jumper, Sue? Can you jump a horse?
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Basic.
Okay. All right. Well, there's something else I have to add on my med bed list.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, sorry. Take it away,
yeah.
Bob.
Well, you know, speaking of med beds, we got a testimonial from this man yesterday who's been using the Gladiator Barley. And if you look at the picture he sent us, he looks like he's about 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I will be 63, and I have amazing energy, no aches and pains, and I feel 25. I take the Gladiator Barley every day. And somebody took a picture of him out in front of this doorway, and he sent it in to us with a big smile on his face. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah. And then... oh, my God. This lady says, Boomer Boost is a great product. My mom is almost 96, and I have peace of mind knowing that her body is receiving the best nutrients. She's giving it to her 96-year-old mom.
That's fantastic.
Wow. That's so
yep.
cool.
Great. Yep.
And then here's one also that's about somebody's balance. So this lady wrote in, I have serious balance issues. My husband said I should try Myotrol, and I couldn't wait for it to get here. And now I'm beginning to see improvement. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, Bruce and Sue, yesterday we did an hour and a half interview with Eric Kurtz over a Zoom call. And he was talking about balance and how to have proper balance, you have to have the right amount of brain-derived nootropic factor to have hand-eye coordination and to have your proprioceptive nerves connecting, you know, all the way up your kinetic chain into your brain, and how Myotrol helps to increase the amount of available brain-derived nootropic factor, and how that's how people's balance improves when they take Myotrol. And then this testimonial came in after that. So it was just like maybe 36 hours ago we were interviewing Eric, and that testimonial just came in 6 hours ago. And
wow.
One of the things we're going to have for people, listen to this, you know, we have like in around 6 months' time now, we've had close to 2,000 people that have used Myotrol, and we received almost 200 testimonials.
Oh,
and
terrific.
What we did was we looked through everyone, and we pulled certain ones out that we thought people would like more information about what was being talked about in the testimonial. And we read those testimonials so Eric could hear them. And then we said to him, you know, what is it about Myotrol? How is it working so that that person achieved that result? And it was about energy and building muscle, building focus and concentration. One lady gained back all of her strength she had lost over a 30-year period from having fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Eric commented and said, okay, here's what happened to that person that wrote in that testimonial. And it was really fascinating. And soon we're going to have a collage of all those testimonials with Eric's subsequent comments that we'll be able
fantastic.
To put out
yeah.
for people. And we started thinking, you know, Raleigh and I, who were interviewing him, started thinking, you know, have we ever seen a circumstance where there were a bunch of testimonials where the actual inventor of the product was commenting about each one and explaining why it worked? And we couldn't think of any time when we had seen something like that. And so we're going to edit the whole hour and a half, take that part out so people can see it, take other parts out that will make videos from them, and put them all up on our website. You know, over the course, it'll take us a couple of months to produce everything that we want to produce. Plus, we'll be talking to him more. And just wanted to let people know to keep an eye out for that as time goes by.
It's a great idea.
No. Yep. And the only other thing I have for tonight is to remind people, Bruce, that this is the time right here on the 21st of November where we're doing our early holiday sale. And right now, our Barley and Boomer Boost, which are the two products that people get the most of from us, and these are the original two products that we started with 13 years ago when we started the company.
Yeah.
13 and a half years now.
Yeah.
And we started out with creating the Boomer Boost product, which took us a whole year to do, and then in the midst of that, discovering the man that makes this Gladiator Barley. And so we released the two of them around the same time, and since have added 21 additional products, but the Barley and Boomer Boost are still the ones that people get the most of.
Yeah.
And so right now, they're both on sale for 20% off, and we also are giving away free shaker bottles, Bruce, for the people that go on to the Subscribe and Save program.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, not only do you get the free shaker bottle, but you get an additional 10% off.
10% off.
So, yep. So people can get 30% off right at the moment using that Subscribe and Save program. And for people that are already using it, Bruce, they've built up points that they can use.
Right.
And when you apply those points too, it's like, you know, it's not quite like getting everything for free, but it's getting pretty close.
It is.
So this is really the best time of year to get this. And we do this every year, and people are getting accustomed to it now because we have been doing it for so long. We've been doing sales like this literally for 13 years around this time. And if people want to get some extra to, you know, have a little more for themselves at that price or get some for gifts, this is a great time to go ahead and give us a call and or go online and get this really great pricing for yourself at this time of the year. And that is it, Bruce. That's what I have for tonight.
Okay.
And we'll be open tomorrow on Friday. Stephanie and Lucy will be answering the phone. I've been returning phone calls to people as well. And Jim has been calling out to people that need help with different things. And Bill's been really busy packaging up all the barley and Boomer Boost and Myotrol and all the other products and getting them out the door. The mailman has been run ragged.
Oh, I bet.
And yeah, because everything goes out with the United States Postal Service, and
yep.
every day he comes by with his truck, and it's like, oh man, it's like this section of our distribution center is filled with boxes. And it's usually at the end of his day where he has to
yeah.
take the biggest load of stuff. I think we mail out more boxes than anybody in the city of St. Petersburg. But everything is going well. The holiday season's in full swing. And we're happy to talk to people, help you get what you need, help make your holiday really great.
Okay. Excellent. And again, if anybody is interested in the circulation mat or information about it, this is a great time to call in and get a message over to Ann. And Ann will probably be the one to call you back on it and talk to you about it a little bit. Anybody that you come up with in the staff of Boomers is knowledgeable about the circulation mat, but I think most of them get Ann to call them back. So she's kind of the foremost expert in the group, other than Bob, on the circulation mat. So, first of all, to get to the website, to see these products, and to see how to go ahead and take advantage of that 20% off sale, the additional 10% on subscribe and save, and so on, all you want to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website. And then when you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. And that's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, takes you right into the Boomers website, and then you can go and look at the products. And there's quite a bit of information on there. They've got podcasts, and they have YouTube archive videos there. Quite a bit of information that you can really research and learn about on all of this stuff, and it's really, really smart to do that. Also, there's an 800 number that you can call to get them, and that's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday Eastern Time. So take advantage of it. Bob, you won't be open on Thanksgiving Day, but you'll be open prior to and after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And, of course, yeah. Tomorrow is a big day following the big call. They'll have a lot of callers. But when you call in, if you get a message that says leave your name and your phone number and we'll get back to you, they do. They call you right back. As soon as a line is clear, someone will call you back. And that works beautifully for me, for Stephanie to call me back, and she does. It's really cool. So you've got the number. I suggest you put it in your phone. Put down Boomers, parentheses Bob, and then put 800-861-4609. And that way you'll have it in your phone, because when we're not doing live calls anymore on the big call, you'll go, man, I wish I'd have written that number down. I wish I'd put it in my phone when he said it. Well, do it now. Put it in there, and you guys will have it. It'll be there for you, and that'll be the way to do it. Anything else, Bob? Okay.
Yeah, actually, there is one other thing, just so people know, Cy Young, he started pitching in 1890 and retired in 1911.
Okay.
And
yes.
The reason they give out the award called the Cy Young Award, in all of baseball history, there have been 22 pitchers that won over 300 games. And there was one pitcher that won over 400 games. Walter Johnson won 417, and Cy Young won 511.
Wow. Wow.
By just far the most best wins as a pitcher ever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ever, best, ever.
Best pitcher ever. And so that's why they give out Cy Young Award.
Just what, Bob, do you know what his first name was? I called him Cyclone, shortened it to Cy as a nickname. What was his first actual name? Did he have a first name that you can recall? I never
I didn't know
what that was. Not that it matters, obviously, but, you know, we know him as Cy Young. That's, I love the fact that, you know, I brought it up and you expanded it, told us. Everything. Okay. Well, very good. All right. I'll take it from there, Bob. Thanks so much. What's our time hack just for fun?
10:16.
Okay. Good. Good. I think we can do this in the next 14 minutes or so. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Here we are, guys. You know, I have to apologize because the information that we received on Tuesday, that I brought out on Tuesday's call two nights ago, did not come true for us yesterday, which was Wednesday. Today being Thursday, of course, we did get more information. We did get hopefully better, more reliable intel to pass on. I was pretty confident. I did everything but call it Tuesday night, and maybe I kind of almost did, but I'm not going to call it tonight, but I'll tell you, the information we're getting is looking very good. Very good. We know that they want to get this to us before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a week from today. I really think where we are now, let's go back and talk briefly about other things, and then I'll come in on what we want to hear about on our timing. The restitution and reclamation allowance, which I refer to as R&R, is set to start on Thanksgiving night for everyone who is not exchanging currencies. And there's a bunch of people, obviously seniors, and they're calling seniors 60 and older. 60 and older will get a lump sum amount of R&R, and it's going to be substantial. Everybody that's older, 60 and older, is going to get a pretty good chunk. And I can't say how much it's going to be because it's going to be different for everybody. So, but that's good to know that that's coming. So even though those of us who have Zim and other currencies are going to have quite a bit more to work with for our projects, there will be enough for people to really change their lives quite a bit. So keep that in mind. It's going to start for us when we go to the Redemption Center and we open up and activate our Quantum accounts. Remember, that's the account where all the proceeds from our exchanges go, and then from that point we move funds about up to 1.6, 1.8 maybe billion into our Wells Fargo account, which is what I'm calling my primary account. Now, if you have LLCs in place already set up and you want to open a bank account for each one of those, which I'm going to do, you would be able to move more funds from your Quantum into those accounts. They're almost like sub-accounts. Primary Wells account is where you move the money to begin with, and then if you want to move some into your sub-accounts, which would be your secondary accounts, I guess, primary and secondary, then you can do that too. And they want you to move what you'll use in the first 6 months, and then after that time, we should be able to move as much as we need to, as much as we want, from the Quantum account into the Wells account. Or if you have one or two other banks you want to tie in to your Quantum card, you can do that. I believe they want you to have no more than three banks that are actually able to receive the funds from your Quantum account. So Wells and maybe two other key banks that would work for you. It might not work to use some of the smaller banks, the tier three, tier four banks. It's probably not going to work because you're in a different game. You're really in a totally different world when you're not even going to be going to the retail bank anymore. You don't even go into your normal bank where you go right now, if you're going in at all. You're going to be able to just do this banking online from your new Q phone that they'll give you. If you're a Zim holder, you'll get one of those at the redemption center when you leave. So they have that design so that you can do that securely from a Q phone. Otherwise, that's really the timing is starting on the 28th, which is a week from tonight, of November. All right. So, but if you're like us that are going in for exchanges, which we believe will be before then, and I'll get to that in a moment or two, when we get in there, we will have our funds already in our Quantum account. But when you go in and you activate it and you see the screen that shows how much you have from your R&R, what you want to do is write that number down on a pad when you're in there so that you'll remember how much of your balance was your restitution and reclamation allowance. Because it's going to vary, and it's not going to, maybe some of you go, well, I don't care, I've got Zim, it won't really matter, and I know what you're saying, but it'd be kind of nice to know how much it was. How much did you pay in taxes? Did you pay in interest? Did you pay in mortgage interest, credit card interest, all of that stuff you get back, and then also, there's more to it. I won't get too deep into it, but you'll know whether you're, you know, it'll all be in one total. It won't be broken down. But you'll know, for example, that your birth certificate was traded, you know, marriage license traded, divorce decree traded on, everything. You know, even death certificate was traded on. There's all kinds of ways that they tried to make money on us, and we're going to get that money back. That's part of NESARA. NESARA. That's all part of NESARA. Okay, so that'll be good to look into. Social Security increases, I believe, will end up being more like first week of December. I've been told it could happen at the end of this month, but I'm not going to bank on that. I think we're going to get that Social Security increase in December. So be looking for that. Keep your eyes open for that. Bob had mentioned to me, somebody that wrote in and said, what happens if I die? Will my monies or funds be able to be used or picked up by someone else? Well, that is a great question. And the answer is, do you have your estate planning started at least yet? Do you have an estate planning attorney that you have worked with to build a trust for you and get your desires, your trustees and beneficiaries, successor beneficiaries, successor trustees, all of that lined out yet? Do you have that in case something happens to you? It's something to look into. It's something to look into right away. And I'm going to tell you that the Wells Fargo wealth management side of the bank will be able to provide these services for us. Now, there'll be other attorneys that you might want to contact that are specifically estate planning attorneys. You know, I have one and I've used that has worked beautifully in putting my estate plan together. But, you know, from time to time, you have to tweak it. You know, you have to make some changes in it. So definitely that is important to make sure you have that and put it in place as soon as possible. A lot of you think, well, I don't have an estate now. I don't have any money. I don't have anything to really, you know, bequeath to a beneficiary. But you sure will be after these exchanges. So make sure that you are in contact with the estate planning attorney, and maybe go through Wells, maybe go through their trust department, maybe give that a shot. Or if you have another bank that you like, you know, look at them and see what they have. But that's definitely something that needs to be addressed, and sooner rather than later. They don't really want anybody walking out of the redemption center and having an issue and passing away without a trust in place. But so make sure that you're able to look into that and get that set up as soon as you can. Okay, let's just say it that way, as soon as you can. So that's the answer to that question. The only way you, and I would recommend using estate planning with trusts because it keeps all of this information private. See, if you didn't have any of that and you had a will, you say, oh, well, I got my will. Well, so is everybody else, because everybody else is going to see it. It's public. It becomes public information. You don't want to just use a will. The only will you want to put out is something called a living will. And that's your final instructions should something happen to you and it looks like it's the end of life for you. And this is end of life type wishes that you want to put in to your living will. That's a part of your estate plan. Okay, so you want to get that set up too. And if you don't have that, your estate, whatever is left of you, will go through probate, and that's where the state takes a piece of the action and also can slow down and delay the funding of everything to people that you wish to have the money. So there's a lot to this, and it's more than an afternoon, but you can get it started with an hour or an hour and a half appointment. You can do a really good job on knocking this out, and then you can always come back with your attorney and tweak it and come back in and make the fine-tuning adjustments to it. And you might want to have new names that you put in as trustees. You might want to put in new beneficiaries. You might want to change, you know, as your family grows and, you know, people come and go in your family. You might want to look into that too. All right. So I wanted to say that. Now, Social Security increases, I said, I think it'll be, and there'll be substantial increases. Some people that are getting $3,400, $3,500 now might see themselves around $5,000 a month. And that's great. It won't be that significant to us if we have, you know, these exchanges and Zim to redeem. But, look, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? And that's what it's going to be. Also, I don't believe our Medicare, which everybody's getting bombarded with Medicare calls and Medicare commercials and so on. Medicare was supposed to be free to us and not even cost us the $170 or $200 premium per month that's taken out of our Social Security check right now, our direct deposit. That should change under President Trump. We should have that going away. And we'll see, we'll learn more and more about that in the coming months. Okay? Let's see, what else before we get to the heart of the matter? Okay. I think the next piece is what we thought would happen Tuesday, or rather yesterday, Wednesday, and we did not get it. But we're hearing two different things. Two of our sources are saying that we look like we will be notified tomorrow, Friday. Depending on what time we'd get notified, if it were before noon, could we exchange tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening? We believe the answer is yes. If the numbers don't come out till later in the day, it's setting us up to call, set our appointments, and start probably on Saturday. So it's Friday, Saturday right now. Now, if what we had heard besides these two sources was that we should get notified over the weekend, which starts Friday for them, Friday, Saturday, we would get notified Friday, Saturday with our emails and start our exchanges early next week, like Monday. I don't even want to go to Tuesday, Monday. Now, yes, that is possible, but the Treasury was looking this thing over pretty carefully, and they thought, rather than do it that day, we'd rather do it a day earlier, which would put us, instead of being notified Saturday, that we would get notified Friday. So I'm holding out that it might be tomorrow for us. I'm not calling it like I just about did on Tuesday night, but it looks very good for us to get this and to have the exchanges at least well underway before Thanksgiving. Remember, for everybody else, R&R comes out Thanksgiving night. That's when it starts to come out. And that will show up in accounts that they know are Social Security bank accounts. That could show up in your Social Security account as this R&R deposit. It's going to blow the minds, I think, of a lot of bankers that really don't have a clue what's going on. They really don't. So we'll see how that goes. But let's say you're a young person and you're 30 years old to age 45, in that 15-year gap. You're going to get your R&R over a 3-year period, once a month, which is 36 months, you'll get an amount directly deposited into your bank account. Now, if they don't have your bank account for some reason, they'll have to send you something to get your bank account information. And if you're in the second group, which is age, say, 45 or 46 to age 60, then you get your R&R over a 2-year period, once a month for 2 years, say 24 payments monthly to you. All right, and that'll be good. It'll be substantial. It won't be like getting a lump sum all at once, like if you're 60 or older. And the older you are, the chances are the bigger the amount. It's based on how much you've paid in taxes, paid on how long they traded on your birth certificate, death certificate, marriage license, divorce decrees, all that stuff. All tradable as bonds, P-O-N-D-S, like bonds. So that's what I wanted to say about that. Make sure you get your estate planning set up as soon as you can after the exchange. If you've got it set up now and you have your trust documents, bring them in when you do your exchanges and redemption of them. Bring them in to the redemption center because they will set up, they'll see, read your trust documents. Probably affidavit of trust may do it, but you might need to bring a copy of the entire trust. I would bring an entire copy of it. And that way they'll be able to set up your bank account in the name of the trust and do it that way. And then you can do all that other. Be prepared and maybe practice. You know what you're going to have to do for your Quantum account to activate it? First of all, you need a fingerprint or thumbprint. Pick a hand, any hand. I don't know if it'll matter. But you'll have that. Then you need a username. That'll be brand new. There'll be a password for the username. That'll be brand new. You'll have a 5-digit PIN code that you'll have that you'll create. That'll be brand new. You'll have an email, brand new email, that you'll be setting up. And, of course, you need a new password to get into your email. So however many things that is, I think there's seven different things you're going to need. You might want to write a few things down so that you take them in and you're sort of ready to go on your quantum. You're ready to go on getting that quantum card. They will print those cards out for you. Okay, they'll have them there when you go in. As you sit down and you go through, you give up your currencies, and they go ahead and count them on the De La Rue machine, and they verify and count it and all that stuff, and you're talking about the rates of the currencies and so on. They're offering you what we believe they're going to offer us at the Redemption Center only. Only, O-N-L-Y, only. You're going to get a contract rate offered to you on your dinar. I've told you 100 times what the Zim is going to be worth if you're redeeming Zim. Dong is going to be a great rate, way better than certain people thought it would ever be. And then the other currencies are doing well, too. They're all going to be good. And President Trump has set this up where we will get the highest potential available rates through the redemption centers. Now, let's talk about the redemption centers for a minute. They've got the leaders that send out the emails to the redemption centers, and the leaders that send them out to the banks have received their emails for both redemption center and banks to be sent out. And our understanding is that they will probably go out sometime tomorrow. I don't know when, if it'll be morning, before noon. It's quite likely that it would be. And then they, the leaders in the, all right, let me explain this. So certain people east and west of the Mississippi River are in charge of getting those numbers out to the Redemption Center leaders and all the redemption centers across this country. Canada has their deal. We have ours. Mexico is using primarily Banco Santander and HSBC, but there might be some other banks too. Maybe, what's it called, Banamex? Bank of Mexico? Banamex? I don't know. But I would say this. Keep an eye on your email tomorrow. Let's see if they come in. And then set your appointment. And if you need some time to get all your act together, go ahead and take the time you need. You don't have to be the first one in. You know, I'd like to get mine done tomorrow. I'd like to tomorrow night. But if I have to go Saturday, that's cool too. Doesn't matter that much. So if this comes through as we're being told and we do get it tomorrow, praise God, that's great. We're off and running. If it comes in Saturday and we can exchange on Saturday, great. Otherwise, it'll probably be the first of the week. But we want to get this knocked out as many as we can before next Thursday for Thanksgiving. Will they exchange on Thanksgiving? I would not put it past them. I would say it's possible that certain people could exchange on that day. But then the people that are working in the redemption centers might work a shift, might be three shifts, and they get off or they come in the afternoon and they've had their Thanksgiving. Or they come in the morning and they have their Thanksgiving that afternoon or evening. I mean, I would not be surprised if they do exchanges on Thursday. Not saying they will, but they might. And they'll go through with this until they've got all the Zim in as soon as possible, of course. That's their first concern. And then after that, you know, all the other currencies. So, I think that's everything I wanted to cover, with the exception of what Sue was talking about. She's had a lot of people that have been interested in both the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which we call the Golden Bundle 300 for the purpose of the email. And we've had a lot of people interested in the MedBed call, which was a pop-up call over 2 days, two recordings of that for $100. So you got 300 for the Golden Wisdom Bundle and 100 for the for the MedBed pop-up, which was really big, big call. And I would recommend that you get both. If you don't already have the Golden Bundle 300, go ahead and get it. It's going to make a real big difference. And you can use credit card on both of those. Debit card or credit card you can use with setting up what's called a PayPal invoice. In other words, Sue will invoice you for the amount with a PayPal invoice, and you just put in your credit card information. And it takes care of it that way. And that way, that is really the best way to get it done. And that's all we're taking right now. Sue is taking is PayPal. So that's the way it's going to happen. It really works well. Unless you have a PayPal account. If you have a PayPal account, you can use that and pay using PayPal. But if you don't have one, you don't need to have a PayPal account to do a PayPal invoice. Okay? So what do you do to get it? What you do is you send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's spelled integrated, minds is minds, at hushmail.com. And in the subject line, you put Golden Bundle 300. If you want the Golden Wisdom Bundle, Golden Bundle 300. And if you want the MedBed classes, the two classes, you just put MedBed 100. MedBed 100. So if you want both, of course, you'd do a PayPal for $400, 300 plus the 100 for the MedBeds. But these are recordings that you can listen to and go over and really get prepared for these exchanges. So send them out tonight. If you're hearing me live tonight, go ahead and send these emails out to Sue tonight. Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. All right? So that's what I wanted to say about that. Guys, I just hope the intel that we have today is solid and everything is good to go for tomorrow. Remember, two of our sources are saying tomorrow. The others are saying it could be Friday, but it should be over the weekend, which to them starts Friday, tomorrow. And then we could exchange, if not Saturday, then starting Monday. So let's see how this goes for us. And let's go ahead and pray the call out. And we'll look forward to having a fantastic weekend and a very blessed Thanksgiving. All right. So Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for everything that you have blessed us with so far, how we're doing in terms of what you've provided for us, the information that you've provided, the opportunities that you're providing for us, everything that we receive is every perfect gift is coming down from above, and we appreciate that so much. Thank you for Thanksgiving, the season, and that we're coming into a Christmas and Hanukkah season. And thank you for everything that we're about to receive and what you're going to continue to give us as we move forward, exercising your will. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks, everybody. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, GCK, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, all of the SAT team that's putting the signal out to so many countries around the globe, so many different people. And thank you, Big Call Universe, all around the globe, for listening to the Big Call for these 13 years. So let's see what happens in the next couple of days, and we'll take it from there. All right? And we'll be in touch with you by email. So make sure you're registered with your email on bigcalluniverse.com. Okay? And we'll be in touch with you about our projects. Okay? Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night and a great weekend coming up.